Really, what's at issue here are taxes from quite a number of years ago, from 1996 to 2004. But that's still what he is involved in appealing now.
And the appeal, tell us what's happened currently.
Essentially, he has already had four appeals rejected. Now he is appealing to the Idaho Supreme Court. First, he appealed to the State Board of Tax Appeals. They rejected that. He asked for reconsideration of that decision. They reconsidered it and rejected it again. Then he appealed to the district court in Kootenai County in the fall. He lost there. He moved for reconsideration of that decision, and the judge in March issued a ruling very strongly rejecting that appeal once again. And so now he has appealed the same case to the Idaho Supreme Court.
And this is just state taxes. How much money are we talking about?
He received an order in October of 2009 to pay about $53,000 in backstate income taxes, penalties, and interest. And that's what he's appealing now. And interestingly, as he continues with this appeal process, interest continues to accumulate. So the $53,000 figure is as of October of 2009. The earliest point at which they could take up his appeal, he likely will owe almost $57,000.
And he owes some money to the federal government as well.
And that's a case that he's been negotiating with them on for some years now. And again, it involves that same time period when he stopped filing returns. Then later he filed them, but the federal authorities maintained that he never fully paid up. And so he's continued to negotiate that and to make some payments.
Tell me a little bit more about the case that he's trying to make as to why he shouldn't be paying this much at this time.
In this appeal, really his central point is that his appeals shouldn't have been thrown out because they were filed too late. You only have 91 days to appeal a ruling like the one that he got in 2009 saying he had to pay state income taxes, but he took 6 months before he filed his appeal. He says because he is a state legislator, the constitutional privilege for legislators to not be subject to civil process during or before legislative sessions should give him months longer to press this appeal. And that's essentially the argument that he's making here. Now, the courts and the State Board of Tax Appeals have said, you know what, even if that privilege applies, when you filed was still too late. And so he's now appealing that point. Did he have filed too late or not?
A lot of this information has been out there for a while. You've been reporting on it for some time, including over the last election cycle. How do the people in his district feel? They can't be too upset with him. They reelected him.
Well, that's a very good point. The majority of the reporting that I've done on these cases came out prior to the November election. And in the November election, Phil Hart was running unopposed. He did have a write-in candidate running against him, and that write-in candidate got 25% of the vote, which is unusually high for a write-in. However, Hart got 75% of the vote, and he was reelected. His views that he's put forth do have quite a bit of support, I think, among some of his constituents in his district. This is a very conservative district.
So the next step in the case, we see if he goes to the Supreme Court?
That's right. Now there's a July 7th deadline for the full record to be developed from the district court and transferred over to the Supreme Court. Then each side will submit briefs, a process that will take several months. And then the Supreme Court justices will decide whether to assign the case to the Court of Appeals or to hear it themselves. And if they do take it up themselves, the soonest they likely could do so would be April of 2012, which is when they have their next session for North Idaho cases scheduled after the briefing deadlines would have passed.